Alleluia. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus told his disciples a parable. Can a blind person lead a blind person? Will not both fall into a pit? No disciple is superior to the teacher. But when fully trained, every disciple will be like his teacher. Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me take that splinter from your eye," when you do not even notice the wooden beam in your own eye? Hypocrite, remove the wooden beam from your eye first, then you will see clearly. Remove the splinter in your brother's eye. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We continue with Jesus' Sermon on the Plain, which is another version of his Sermon on the Mount, which teach us that this was something that Jesus would say a lot. Slightly different emphases. You've got Matthew's versus Luke's versions of the Beatitudes. Shows that Jesus wasn't using some type of memorized formula. But in these sermons, Jesus was describing truly the revolution of the Christian way. Today, Jesus wants to help us to become like him. You know, there's one expression that's kind of out of place in today's gospel passage. At the beginning, you have something with sight. Can a blind person lead a blind person? And then the end of it, is all about taking what blinds us out of our eyes, these wooden beams, so that we can see clearly to help our brothers and sisters remove the much smaller problems from their own lives, the specks from their eyes. But in between, there's this passage. No disciple is superior to the teacher, but when fully trained, every disciple will be like his teacher. Jesus wants us to see like he sees. He wants to teach us the real world. He wants us to behold everything in his light. And he needs us to see that we are blind. We're blinded, not just by our sin, but by our failure to recognize the sin. We're so focused on other people's sins, other people's problems, that we don't see how our vision is distorted. So he wants us to become like him, and the first thing he needs us to do is to help us to see what are our wooden beams. We're never really going to be able to serve people well and really help them overcome their own sins and issues, unless we're doing it fully out of charity, unless we're doing it with the love that flows from the gaze of Jesus. In today's first reading, we see St. Paul's taking the planks out of his eyes. It's a very moving passage. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the command of God our Savior, not just by the call, but the command, separate from me, Paul and Barnabas, an apostle of Christ Jesus, our hope, that in every circumstance we have hope because of Jesus' coming into the world. I am grateful to him who has strengthened me, Christ Jesus our Lord, because he considered me trustworthy in pointing me to the ministry, because, and here it comes, I was once a blasphemer and a persecutor and an arrogant man, but I have been mercifully treated, because I acted, he says, out of blindness, out of ignorance in my own belief. But what a confession of St. Paul. Blasphemer? We know what Paul's problem was prior to Damascus. It wasn't that he was a terrible sinner, far from the Lord, living a life of debauchery. He had a false notion of holiness. He was a Pharisee who took his faith so seriously that as a young boy, he traveled from Tarsus to Jerusalem just to sit at the feet of the greatest rabbi, Gamaliel, in order to try to get to know God's word better. He wasn't somebody who was using curse words, for sure. But he still saw himself as a blasphemer because he wasn't glorifying the Lord. Like his fellow Pharisees, he was so focused on his own works, on what he had to do, that he just wasn't glorifying the Lord. He was blaspheming the Lord not with blasphemous words, but with an absence of praise, and essentially proclaiming some other message, which was about ourselves. Because when we have that approach to the law, as many of the Pharisees did, we don't really need God anymore. We make ourselves more and more God-like. As a persecutor, that's true, we all saw that. Arrogant man, he would arrogate to himself God's privileges, especially judging others. He had judged the Christians poorly, and that's why he was going, filled with rage, to rip them out of their homes and lead them even to death. St. Paul here, before his spiritual son, Timothy, was laying, playing the forest of redwoods in his eyes. What an incredible witness of humility that is for us, and precisely how to do it. That's why St. Paul was becoming so much more like his master. And he likewise grasped what was the biggest plague: ignorance and unbelief. He didn't know because he wasn't walking by faith. He wasn't seeing by faith. He had studied, but he hadn't seen. The reason why he hadn't seen, just to reiterate, was because he was only focused on his deeds. He wasn't focused on faith in God. That's why, as soon as he had been converted, he tried to preach to everybody else what the true path is. Having taken out the plank, he was helping them take out their specks. And the true path is, we are not saved by our works, but we're saved by faith in Christ, who loves each of us and gives his life up for us. That we are saved by grace, which means we are saved by God's action, to which we respond by receiving it and trying to live in it. So often we need to remove that plank too, because we're so self-reliant. We need God only when we hit our limits, we think. And so we'll ask him to finish the fourth quarter with us, but the first three quarters are our own. No, St. Paul wants to help us to grasp that from the beginning God wants to be there, and for us to grasp that he's helping us from the start. St. Paul finishes this little passage saying, "Indeed, the grace of the Lord has been abundant, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus." Despite that he was a blasphemer and persecutor and arrogant man, he was mercifully treated with the abundant grace of the Lord, given through faith and love. When we were praying the Office of Readings this morning, it's one of my favorite passages. I'm sure it's one of yours if you pay attention to Lamentations on Wednesday of Holy Week. But the mercies of the Lord are not exhausted. And not only are they not exhausted, but they're abundant. They're overflowing. Today the church celebrates the feast of St. John Chrysostom. And we prayed to him, we prayed to God through him this morning at the opening prayer, and praised him for something in particular: his invincible patience. that he just couldn't be conquered. He was constantly waiting on the Lord and capable of suffering everything, which is what patience means, from patior, the Latin, to suffer. We have a little bit in the lesson from the office readings about what he had to suffer. 5 times he was exiled from his see in Constantinople. The empress had it out for him. He suffered all types of deprivations. He was a loud trumpet, and a lot of people just wanted to drown out that clear marching order. But no matter what happened to him, he was able to see things with the eyes of Christ. And so he was able to become more and more configured to the Master. No matter what occurred, you want to exile me? The Lord's is the earth and the fullness. You think I'll be afraid of death? For me to live is Christ. The storms are raging? Well, I'm attached to the rock and the waves can't overcome it. Etc. He was seeing God everywhere. He knew that God would always be with him. And that helped him to view everything, including his sufferings, in that light. That's why he was invincibly patient. Today, as we celebrate this Mass, we recognize that Jesus comes to us today to make us like him, the Master. He wants us to be able to see things as they really are so that we can lead others appropriately. Blind people just lead blind people into a ditch, not because they want them, but because they just can't see. Jesus wants to give us that sight so that we can lead people in his light all the way home.